You probably take for granted the idea that you will know where your loved ones are buried. But for those living on Aboriginal land in the Northern Territory, there is no legal requirement to keep a register of people's burial plots. So that means many don't know where their ancestors were laid to rest. But there's now a push for those laws to be changed, as Kate Ashton reports.
They're a gravesite now, sabi?
This is a significant moment for Isaac Pamkal.
By your grandpa.
Grandpa I'm buried.
The 30-year-old is looking for his late father.
Today, special for me today, identifying where he's buried.
The final resting place is nestled between two gum trees at a cemetery in Burunga, a small Indigenous community about 4 hours southeast of Darwin. His father died when Isaac Pamkal was a child, and he's been looking for his burial plot for a long time.
Was asking for answers, and a lot of the old people who I asked, they mainly had sort of a memory loss.
It was made harder because there's no legal requirement to keep burial registers on Aboriginal land in the Northern Territory. Nell Brown is the Jungai, or Senior Traditional Custodian of Burunga, and she says it's a sad fact that there's no written records.
It should be done a long time ago, you know, when family passing on, but nothing been done.
Many people in communities also struggle to afford a headstone, meaning potentially thousands of graves across the territory lie unregistered and unmarked.
Some family, they died a long time ago and sometimes can't identify their.
To change this, a few years ago, Isaac Pamkal started working with archaeologists from Flinders University who are trying to create a register of who's buried where. But finding his own father's plot took the help of his mother, Wendy Willicker. After a walk around the grass at the Burunga Cemetery, her memory is triggered and they find the spot between two gum trees.
And I remember that, I mean, that day now, but I remember what way he been buried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Isaac's father would be proud of him?
He would be proud of him, yeah.
Now there's legislation being proposed in the Territory that could prevent more people from going into unmarked graves on Aboriginal land. It would mean burial registers will have to be kept in Aboriginal communities. Flinders University archaeologist Jordan Ralph has been working in Burunga for a decade and he says it would be a positive step.
Because it will provide some structure for the council or for the community to register those graves.
But he also wants government funding to help identify older graves.
It just means that the people that have been buried from the present back 50 years or more are just going to be forgotten.
In a statement, the NT government says councils are welcome to fund the work of finding older unmarked graves themselves. Isaac Pamkal is hoping to study archaeology next year so he can help others find lost graves.
Make sure we all remember who's buried where and that way we all can be happy.
Isaac Pamkal with reporter Kate Ashton.